DeepEnglish.com.
Kick the bucket is a very old English expression, which means to die. Is kick the bucket an old expression or a new expression? Kick the bucket is a very old expression. What does it mean? It means to die. A bucket list is a list of things that you want to do before you die. It's now a common English expression, but it's very new. What's a bucket list? A bucket list is a list of things you want to do before you die. Is it a very old expression? No, it's not a very old expression. It's a very new expression. In 2007, the movie Bucket List, starring Jack Nicholson and Morgan Freeman, popularized the idiom. What movie popularized the idiom? The movie Bucket List popularized the idiom. It's about two older men who are dying and go on a road trip to do all the things on their bucket list. Is it about two older buckets? No, it's not about two older buckets. It's about two older men. Are they dying? Yes, they are dying. Are they going on a road trip to do all the things on their bucket list? Yes, they are going on a road trip to do all the things on their bucket list. Their list included skydiving, visiting the Taj Mahal, and riding motorcycles along the Great Wall of China. Did their list include skydiving and visiting the Taj Mahal? Yes, their list included skydiving and visiting the Taj Mahal. What else did it include? It also included riding motorcycles along the Great Wall of China. The movie got mixed reviews, but the expression struck a chord with people. Was the movie super popular? No, the movie wasn't super popular. It got mixed reviews. What struck a chord with people? The expression struck a chord with people. Even people who have never seen the movie now know and use this idiom. Is this idiom only known by people who have seen the movie? No, even people who have never seen the movie know and use this idiom. Bucketlist.org is a website where real people share and track their bucket lists. What do people use this website for? People use this website to share and track their bucket lists. According to the site, some of the most popular bucket list items are swimming with dolphins, learning another language, and seeing the Aurora Borealis. Are swimming with dolphins and seeing the Aurora Borealis popular bucket list items? Yes, swimming with dolphins and seeing the Aurora Borealis are popular bucket list items. What else is a popular bucket list item? Learning another language is another popular bucket list item. 102-year-old Edie Sims' unusual bucket list goal of getting arrested is probably not on this site. How old is Edie Sims? Edie Sims is 102 years old. Is getting arrested on her bucket list? Yes, getting arrested is on her bucket list. Edie enjoys sewing, playing bingo, and doing community service, so it's unclear how getting nabbed by the cops became one of her lifelong goals. What does Edie enjoy doing? Edie enjoys sewing, playing bingo, and doing community service. Nevertheless, the local Missouri Police Department was happy to help. Who was happy to help? The local Missouri Police Department was happy to help. She was recently handcuffed and put in the back of a police car, but she didn't do hard time. Who was recently handcuffed and put in the back of a police car? Edie was recently handcuffed and put in the back of a police car. They released her at a local senior center where she was donating clothes and bags that she had made by hand. What was she donating? She was donating clothes and bags that she had made by hand. Similar to the movie, 91-year-old Norma Jean Bauerschmidt went on a real-life bucket list adventure after being diagnosed with cancer last year. How old was Norma Jean? Norma Jean was 91. What was Norma Jean diagnosed with? Norma Jean was diagnosed with cancer. When was she diagnosed with cancer? She was diagnosed with cancer last year. Her doctors told her surgery, chemotherapy, and radiation were her options, and her chances didn't look good. Were surgery, chemotherapy, and radiation her options? Yes, surgery, chemotherapy, and radiation were her options. Who told her that surgery, chemotherapy, and radiation were her options? Her doctors told her surgery, chemotherapy, and radiation were her options. Were her chances good? No, her chances weren't good. She said, "I'm 90 years old, I'm hitting the road." Who said this? Norma Jean said this. What did she say? She said, "I'm 90 years old, I'm hitting the road." Over the next 12 months, Norma and her family drove 13,000 miles around the country in an RV. How many miles did they drive? They drove 13,000 miles. Where did they drive? They drove around the country. Did they drive in a car? No, they didn't drive in a car. They drove in an RV. In that time, she crossed off as many bucket list items as she could. What did she do during her trip? In that time, she crossed off as many bucket list items as she could. She rode a horse, flew in a hot air balloon, and did little things like trying fried green tomatoes for the first time. Did she fly a horse and eat a balloon? No, she didn't fly a horse and eat a balloon. She rode a horse and flew in a balloon. What did she eat for the first time? She ate fried green tomatoes for the first time. While Norma Jean's bucket list allowed her to enjoy every moment of her final days, bucket lists aren't just for the terminally ill. Did Norma Jean's bucket list allow her to enjoy buckets? No, Norma Jean's bucket list didn't allow her to enjoy buckets. It allowed her to enjoy every moment of her final days. Are bucket lists just for the terminally ill? No, bucket lists aren't just for the terminally ill. It's never too early to start doing the things you've always wanted to do. What's on your bucket list?